Here's why smart experts with podcasts work harder every year and still can't leave their jobs. And if that's you, here's how to fix it.
Welcome to Why Your Podcast Isn't Growing, a show helping entrepreneurs with podcasts turn a slow growth show into a rapidly growing positive ROI podcast.
Hello, I'm Ty Gaucher.
I'm Anthony Wineri.
And in this episode, you'll discover the exact reason why your podcast hasn't grown, even though you publish regularly, interview great guests, and promote everywhere.
How to stop wasting years on tactics that feel productive, but never move the needle towards growth or monetization.
And finally, the unavoidable shift you need to build a podcast that replaces your current income and allows you to quit your 9-to-5. Welcome back to another Monday episode where we dive deep and explore the hidden reasons why your podcast isn't growing or monetizing as fast as you like and address the uncomfortable truth around what's really holding you back from taking your show to that next level.
So look, Tyke, I've been speaking to lots and lots and lots of experts with podcasts recently, and these are experts, these are professionals who find themselves in situations where they are working 60 plus hour weeks, stuck in a job that they no longer enjoy, in a career that feels stale, boring, and misaligned, oftentimes being in the industry for 5, 10, some even 20 plus years. And they're essentially torn between financial security, meaning like their job pays them well, life is relatively comfortable. However, their work is kind of, you know, losing its meaning, is again, boring, stale, versus them, of course, doing meaningful work, which is something the podcast provides for them. So here's the thing, Tyke. The conversations are almost always the same.
They want to quit their full-time job, but they can't because they haven't monetized the show. Not ads or sponsors, really just simply put, not making money from the podcast nearly enough, not any or not nearly enough to replace their current income. And they're typically in this spot because the audience is too small. But if they can crack that, then everything else falls into place.
Whether that's one-on-one clients, books or course sales, speaking opportunities, in-person workshops / live events, or even sponsorships or partners. The point is, if you can crack podcast growth, you can have everything you want. But here's the thing, Tug, there is a similar challenge that they always face.
Which is firstly, publishing consistently and assuming incorrectly that consistency alone equals growth, which you're probably finding out for yourself now if you've been publishing for even a few months, but not growing, that it's not that simple. Secondly, trying to market everywhere, be that YouTube, Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, blah, 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 and end up just running around like a headless chicken, really not getting anywhere, really going nowhere on either. And a big reason for that is because you're being spread so thin that you're testing random tactics like maybe ads, maybe short form clips, maybe if this big guest comes on the show, that'll solve everything. And again, just not really get anywhere. Sometimes you might even hire help, but you do that without knowing what good even looks like. Which means what, Anthony?
Well, it means you basically stay in the exact same spot where you're stuck with slow or no growth. Even worse, more recently, I've been seeing a lot of podcasters where their listenership has started to decline. Like I had someone literally mention like, hey, it took me 3 years to build up my audience to, you know, around 200 listeners per episode. And over the last 90 days, I'm now down to, you know, 80. That's over half of their audience that have lost. That took them 4 years to build up of. They did a lot again that they lost in 4 years. Now, for most people, they are feeling frustrated and visible despite them posting great content, things don't seem to be working out. And of course, you're no closer to actually making money from the podcast. But the question is, well, why is that? Why is that you're posting great content, interviewing great guests, promoting online, but for some reason the audience doesn't grow?
Well, if you don't have a working strategy for reaching and retaining more listeners, then you're just spending more time each week producing a show that isn't growing or moving you closer to your goals. You are essentially trying to grow a podcast to turn into a business without a growth system, without a monetization path, without knowing which actions actually matter, which is really just hope and guesswork. And professionals who keep operating this way end up wasting, sadly, years on trial and error, hoping something will magically change, and then give up a lot of the time when the show never gains traction. This is such a big reason why so many podcasts fail and why so many shows quit.
And I think even worse, it's kind of, again, the contrast of, hey, you've got this podcast that you clearly enjoy, you clearly love, and can 100% become what you want. But because you quit and the show never gains traction, you're stuck in the same spot, right? Working 60 plus hours in a job that you no longer enjoy, in a career that feels stale, boring, and no longer aligned to who you are, torn once again between, yeah, I've got this financial security, things are comfortable, but deep inside, I kind of know that I want more, that there's more potential for me, but you're unable to quit that job because you haven't figured out how to grow and monetize your podcast. Now, I said tiger to start, right? To me, that's a very sad thing. And it's not sad because you're wasting hours and you've quit on your dream. It's sad because you can 100% make that dream a reality. You can make that goal of leaving your 9-to-5 and making the podcast work for you. That's very possible. Very possible.
And we say this because we've had clients go from random marketing activity, the type that we just mentioned, making no money for years, to then 10xing their growth and making 10k a month. And by the way, those just seem like just the lovely flat numbers that is just the most commonly used. We actually had a specific client named Becca do this recently, and it was actually 10x. She went from a professional, not growing the show for years, to going full-time, really making 10k a month, really 10xing the growth of the show, because she started treating her podcast like a real business. Meaning what, Anthony?
Well, she invested in mentorship. She joined the Get More Listeners Academy, which is mine and Tyke's one-on-one podcast growth and monetization program. This allowed her to fast-track her growth and monetization because for the first time after 2+ years of podcasting, she now had a proven system for creating content that consistently attracted, nurtured, engaged, and converted ideal listeners into paying clients for a business. This is what 99% of professionals are missing, and I can guarantee that if your show isn't growing or making you the money that you want, and you're feeling frustrated and confused, ask yourself the simple question of, okay, the last 6 months, have I had a proven strategy where I can create content that I know is reaching more listeners every single month? Or have I been repeating the same habits, the same tactics, the same strategies that simply aren't working and I've just been okay with that? Again, you can make your goals become a reality, but you do need the proven strategy. This isn't like a game here, right? Because if not, your podcast will stay, which it is for most people, an expensive side hobby that you kind of enjoy, but are getting frustrated at because it takes so much of your time and isn't providing you the potential, the ROI, or the opportunities you deeply desire.
On the other hand, if you are tired of working harder every year while staying stuck in the same place, treading water with the show, and slowly getting run down, here's what needs to happen. You must stop treating it like a passion project and start treating it like the business asset that will replace your income if you have the right strategy. Now, we've personally helped hundreds of people do this, and thousands of people have done it, so why can't you? Invest like you mean it. You can't expect to replace your full-time income when you haven't invested in a strategy for growing and monetizing the show. That would be wishful thinking, and that's what's keeping you stuck.
And of course, get help from people who've done it. You know, you wouldn't perform surgery using YouTube tutorials. So don't expect to build a media business, one that replaces your full-time income, by just essentially doing research on your own. It doesn't make sense. Invest in someone who has a proven track record of helping other people accomplish what you want to accomplish. And look, obviously, yes, me and Tyke have our program, the Get More Listeners Academy. Yes, we help our clients grow and monetize. Yes, we have a proven track record, yada, yada, yada. But quite frankly, truth be told, we don't care if it's us or someone else that you go to, if it's some other mentor. The point is, we know that you can do it, and all that matters is you getting to your destination. So just take action. And I'm getting very passionate here because I know that you'll get so much further, have so much more fun, and make tremendously more money than you trying to figure this out alone or not investing in the help you know you need which is you choosing to keep yourself stuck. We don't need to be stuck. Why choose that? And that's why, again, we get very passionate about this. It's not just about me and Tiger and our program. No, it's about, hey, if you want to make this change, you don't have to settle for having an okay show that doesn't give you what you want. You can take specific actions that get you the result that you want. If other people can do it, like Tiger said, why can't you? So look, if you are a serious professional who's tired of stagnant growth, who currently wants to pivot away from the 9-to-5 work, which is unfulfilling, but you don't know how to grow and monetize a show, and you feel ready to stop treating your podcast from a side project or a hobby to a real business that drives growth consistently, as well as allows you to make an income from the podcast, go to the show notes, click the first link that you see, or visit getmorelisteners.com/growmypodcast. There you can book in a free strategy session where you'll speak to me directly and we'll see whether or not we have alignment for both sides in regards to the Get More Listeners Academy. With that being said, we'll catch you in the next episode.